Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call him Coach. They call him Doc. They call him Low. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith. Make it do what it do. My. I'm truly blessed to come before you. I'm Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, the host of Talking Real to You Prime Time. We have an awesome show planned for you tonight. We have a very special guest, and we're going to allow her to come in. I'm going to introduce her, but I'd just like to get all our pre-information out so we can get all that house cleaning out of the way. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. LaRosa D. Smith and our special guest. I say I'm not going to introduce him. As I move around, I am putting all our devices on live mode now, and that's the way we have to do it. And God is so good to be able to come before you. You also can check us out on the web. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com, WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We have several other opportunities where you can be a part of this. You have a chance to check us out on Twitter. And we're really excited about being on Twitter because it's a chance to get the word out. Now, we're not live on Twitter yet, but we're moving to that because I got the clearance to do it live on Twitter, but we are live on the other network as well. Twitter, you can check us out at Beta Phi Sigma_10. We're partnering with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. We're partnering with them so they allow us to promote through their network as well. Also, you can go to Twitter, you can go to at LorenzaDSmith15, as well as we have Zoom set up. Now, a lot of times we don't open the Zoom for everybody to be a part of, but we have the other networks that you can be a part of it. So that way we won't have to be kind of put people in rooms and do that, but we'll make sure we have in our background what's being broadcasted and see who our special guest is. It's something kind of we've been moving toward for the last 2 or 3 months. So we had people calling, you couldn't see them. Now you can see them. And we're so glad you can get that background in that. You also have an opportunity to check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com/drldalbertosmith. Instagram, we have at Z Squad Greenville 1981. And those are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. At President Dr. LaRosa D. Smith. The reason I had to follow that, I had another account that was similar. Dot was not a doctor, but someone hacked it. And they were doing everything they want to do with it, so I had to kind of change and make sure. So it's President Dr. LaRosa D. Smith. TikTok Live, you have at Dr. L. D. Alberto Smith. Tumblr Live, at Dr. Lo Smith. Dan Trailblazer, even though you don't even know you're the one being selected to do that, but when God gave you a vision, and this was a vision, to go do this, he didn't stop with just giving us one show. He allows 15 shows being broadcast in 41 countries. Really excited about having that on 6 other continents. And we're so glad being able to broadcast in places like Russia. Sometimes it doesn't seem broadcasting place, but there's someone there listening, and that makes it possible. So glad to have that opportunity right there. You also can check out the On Demand episode. You can go to Google search, type in WDSW Radio, Blog Talk, and populate your voice of the Smith Radio. have published. So God is so good, and I'm really excited about that. And this I just push for. And every day, I have a show just about every day. Don't do much on Saturday and Sunday, because I'm a sports person. I love football. So I'm watching football on Saturday and Sunday. I tell you, I'm not broadcasting. Also, we have an opportunity on LinkedIn. You can go to LinkedIn. And that's my account, which is through LDAlberto Smith. I mentioned Twitter. I missed the Instagram. And we have a YouTube channel. That's the Smith Way Productions. So we're not just this little one shot. We have it all. God has blessed us so much, and we're really excited. As I just mentioned about WDSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, having no watchers and listeners in 41 countries. Our addition is Denmark, and added to our list of countries that's recently joined on and got listeners there. We also give away our prizes, called WDSW Radio Giveaway. We ask you to register for that, and what we do is that we ask you for your name. Varies from 3 nights to 5 nights. We have a sponsor who's working with us, give that those trips whenever we request. And it's just a hotel stay. That's what we take care of, in luxury hotel. Matter of fact, in Hawaii, that was one of the trips that he gave to me as working with his company, because it was, I got married in 22. Got married February 2022. We didn't go on honeymoon. So that was our honeymoon last week. So it was truly an opportunity to go. But we varied from Cancun, Mexico, Hawaii. We're giving our trips coming up this fall, later on in November, December, Paris, France, 5 nights, 6 days. We're going to pay for the hotel. Then you come out, we got one to Dubai, 5 nights and 6 days. And then we're going to have one to Bali. And we're also working on trying to get a couple other places that's available, Tokyo, Japan. We're just trying to give everybody a chance to spread their wings internationally. But you have to register. And like I said, send your name to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send us your name. Now, many of the transactions for this purpose. I get whatever many of the transactions. You got Cash App, you got Venmo, PayPal, or Zelle. And what I do, I send out what we call love offers, coming from my heart. Get requests from many people. I see this and I need that. I say, but I don't have the information. Yes, I can get your information. I send. When I have people, I send out $40, $50, $60. They be smiling because they say, how you know I was showing them what I didn't know, but God does. God has a plan for all of us. Place us in a position, so we do love offering. That's why we ask for the means of transaction. We want to give back, and we open our panel and open our interactive discussion, allow anyone who wants to come on and talk about what their ministry is, what their goals are, and what they're doing. We have many individuals from the state of Georgia. I can tell you that now. Constantly coming on, some of them in my organization, some of them just the people that are in finance up in Atlanta, and they just want to come on and talk about what they're doing. And we want to make sure we be available to be interactive with you. I have shared a lot of things right there with you. Now it's time to get to the meat of what we're here for tonight. When we invite guests, we try to bring a guest on that wants to be here, first of all. We just don't make people that's coming that wants to be. And we thank our guest tonight for making sure she accepted it. And we're going to give her, I wasn't feeling well, because she let me know she wasn't feeling. Minister Shannon Hendricks, she let me know that I might not be on tonight. I can't. You want to take it? I said, well, I have it. I can make it do what it do. And what's best for both of us and all of us in this station, we'll make it happen. So we're here going to have an awesome time. And I truly want our guests to feel comfortable. This young lady hails from the great state of Georgia. Matter of fact, she's a native of Athens, Georgia. She's the youngest of four supported siblings. And I know she wants to stand alone, but sometimes when you have fame in your family, you got to get a mention. You got to give a shout out for them. I'm going to let her do that. You may not want to come back, but Minister Shannon called me, Minister. show. I have watched the show. You know, I think a lot of us watch the show from 2012 to 2017. So, but I'll let her share that part. I'm not going to take that away because, you know, we're talking about the rest of her siblings as well, not just her. She attended Middle Georgia College, Clayton State University College in Morrow, Georgia, where she completed a concentration in business administration, marketing, and have a certification in computer informational technology, CIT. I remember students going when I was in college going for CIT, and we didn't even have much of a computer set up then. So we truly have technology at its best. She's president of the city of South Fulton, actively serving the community of South Fulton. She wants to give back. I'm so glad to have her before us. Without further ado, I want to take this opportunity to introduce a very special young lady who's going to bring change if you give her an opportunity. This is Keosha Bell, candidate for City Council, District 5 for the city.
In this station, you know, it's amazing to know that when you write the vision, you make the plan, God hears that, God sees that, and he works on that. You know, when you plant good seeds on good solid ground, then you can reap the harvest. And so I'm very appreciative to thank you again to Shannon, Minister Shannon Lewis. Thank you. She's a dear friend. She's a very supportive person. And I'm just blessed to be a part of this broadcast this evening.
I'm so glad to have you and accepting the invitation to come because this is the place to be at this time. In the right place, and since it happened to get my time right, see, people don't understand, when I put down 7:30, I'm talking about circle 7 time, and 8:30 is 7 time, a lot of people get kind of confused, so we're glad to be here, and it's actually 7:43 on this end where I am, and 8:43 on her end, so I'm glad to have her presenting an awesome plan of action, and that's what it's all about. So we want to get started by talking, allowing you to share your thoughts in regards to what we call a short bio. You can make it as long as you want to make it, but we'll start off with saying short because we have a lot of other things we definitely want you to be able to talk about. So just share some things about yourself that you want everyone to know.
So, you know, I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed to be in the land I'm living, but I am Keosha Bell, and I am a District 5 candidate for City Council in the city of South Fulton. As you mentioned, I am from a small town, Athens, Georgia, so just as you are, no matter what the results may be. But, you know, I do have a supportive family. I'm an auntie, I'm a sister, I have two brothers and a sister. You know, as mentioned, a lot of people know and a lot of people don't, but I am a sister of the former Real Housewives of Atlanta attorney, Faber Park. And, you know, I have a mother who is a pastor, always been in the ministry, so that is my covering for my family. And, you know, it's important to have a good spiritual connection, to be on that spiritual walk and path. And so as I move forward and take this journey, my first step to become the next city council woman in the city of South Fulton, I focus on service. You know, I'm passionate when it comes to serving others. A lot of people say, oh, you're going to become a politician. And though I will be in the political arena, I believe in being altruistic.
Yeah.
You know, I believe in serving selflessly. And so that is important to me. You know, in the city of South Fulton and other municipalities and other, being able to, you know, really guide someone to their next step, to their next step of their life, to help them elevate. And so my background is extensive. You know, I worked as an educator well over 13 years in post-secondary high schools, colleges, universities, and trades, even job corps program that so many people know. In addition to that, I worked in criminal justice. So I worked as a legal assistant with my sister in the law firm fighting for justice for these clients that really needed someone to stand up and hold them accountable for their actions, but also be there to support them in doing what's right in the justice system. Working, you know, several judges in the past, different attorneys, so really well You know, I've done a lot. So with my experience, I walked in knowing that being the change is not just a campaign slogan. It's your walk, it's your talk, it's your livelihood, it's your lifestyle. And so my focus in moving into office and taking on this journey is staying without being the change that we want to see in our community. And I plan on utilizing my skills and my experience and my connections and resources to make that change come about in the city of Southfield.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that in your bio. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to Minister Shannon. She's on Instagram. Always I'll try to shout out the individual. Also joining us is Ms. Bush, PBS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority and Corporate, and then is Reosha, and that's my wife. Reosha, Reosha.
Yeah,
very close. I appreciate you. Many of us joining, especially on TikTok and slowly as they come in, I'll make sure I give a shout out to each and every one of those, because it's important to give a shout out to the watchers and the listeners, because they don't have to do it. Before I move any further, we do have a co-host that's joining us, and I'd like to introduce her. This young lady, a former educator, administrator, counselor. She's out of the great state of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. And she's an author. She always gives me because she wrote her first book, and I always know you, but she's one of the co-hosts on tonight's show. And she's joining us, and she always do. She's excited. She makes that point to be here on Monday night. None other than, and she's a member of the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and my sister, so I had to give her a shout out because she always reminds me, come on now, make sure you do what you're supposed to do. None other than Scarlett Harvey Black is joining us.
I'm doing fine. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed. You know, every time I come together, we're blessed.
You got that right, and we have a good time when we all come together. We really do.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Scarlett, for being here as well, and hopefully some of the other co-hosts will join us, but a lot of times they see guests, they like to sit back and just listen. Again, I mentioned Minister Shannon. She has a show called Minister Shannon Show, and we was broadcasting on Sunday. Then we had some challenges here and there. She told me she's going to get back in the game. It's one step toward getting back in the game right here. And I do appreciate her for joining us. And all you have to do, give me a thumbs up, Minister Shannon, and let me know you're truly there watching, because I know you're not feeling well. I pray that you feel better. And that's what life is all about, being able to support one another, being able to share with them the things that are going on. Our title of tonight's show was, and we didn't really get into that, but I'd like to share it. It said, United We Stand. See, when candidate Bale is talking about change, we must stand together and become united. Because if we don't stand together, we will fall. It's one thing about that, because when you're divided, you don't have any pressure. You can't put pressure. You can't do anything because you're doing your own. So truly, truly, our title, United We Stand, Divided We Fall. So we're really excited. And to share that talking real to you, prime time, focus on just plain old life issues. See, we don't go around here and try to talk about everything. And Sarah Black always would tell you, we focus on your neighborhood. Block.
Amen.
Block.
Amen. Amen.
That's what we focus on. All of our topics focus on what's going on in our neighborhood. Even though we expand international, but we got to focus on at home. See, we're a grassroots station. So we want to start at the bottom and work our way up to the top. Because God has the top. We already taken that top. Some other people put on for us. Already taken it off. Because we're moving it on up. It's just like in George Jefferson to the east side. Found it. Hold on now. Y'all know you're laughing out there. You know what I'm talking about. So truly, truly, we just really want to take an opportunity. We're going to move forward, candidate Bell, and look at your platform. You can share some things about your platform with our listening and watching audience. It'll be awesome.
Absolutely. You know, a platform is something that always tell people I never make promises. I like to speak to people that I know that. And so, you know, we have over 96% African American. And so if you Google it, they have been the city of South Fulton as the blackest city in America. And when you think of a black city, we need black excellence. And so right now, you know, it's so great to hear the topic because we have to focus on being unified. We have to work together as a community. We have to understand that in order to focus on the neighborhood, we have to be a neighbor. And so right now, we have to be lack of cohesiveness. You can watch council meetings on YouTube and discussing and their arguments. And so after seeing that and being a resident, I decided that we have to make a stand. We have to take a stand and work together to provide better governance in our community. And so the things that I'm focusing on as part of my platform, and really it's nothing different from what I'm already doing. You know, I believe in being out there really serving. So restoring that public trust and accountability and transparency, but also someone that's going to be professional and have the tool. We have to move and keep in mind. Be able to restore public trust. Once we're able to do some beautification, get sidewalks and make it look good, then we can increase our economic development. People will want to come. You know, what doesn't look good, you don't want to be part of it. So we got to start with the basics, you know, just the basics. So economic development, bringing in those businesses that our residents need and want. Because again, fast food, fried chicken, it's good, the problem is good, but it causes underlying health issues, hypertension, diabetes. And so I want to be able to provide our residents with a better quality of life. We want longevity. We want our seniors to be able to age in place, but you need the proper resources and the proper tools to do that. Workforce development. I've seen workforce development now well over, say, 20 years. I started with the Georgia Department of Labor. Worked at the Career Center of the Carolinas. So I was also in North Carolina, in Charlotte, and we traveled to the Southeast region. That is a big passion of mine, making sure that you can be sustainable for your family, self-sufficient, and then be able to provide for yourself and your family. So that is a very key point, because if we have the income and the resources that we need, we don't have to go out there and sit down people's doors, breaking in people's cars, robbing people and trying to pull over one of our senior citizens for $50 because she's on a fixed income. So we have to give our teenagers and teens and youth and adults the resources that they need. And a lot of times that can exist. And then one of our passions is seniors. So, you know, the season we need, making sure we have senior care, but also focus on mental health and individuals that special population who have disabilities. I've worked over 10 years in nonprofit and working with Georgia Vocational Rehabilitation Program. And I am able to work with individuals who have disabilities. And I focus on teaching them and self-advocating for them on addressing your ability. That's not focus on what you don't have. You have a special expertise. You have a superpower that is untouchable. And so being able to have those resources, you know, our budget in the city and many cities don't even allocate a budget for our senior savings. And that is problematic. We need to make sure that we are providing the resources and the care for our seniors, as well as for individuals with disabilities. And through our pandemic, more people have discovered mental health. You know, it's something that's not uncovered, but we're uncovering and finding out that more people are dealing with mental health. And it doesn't mean you're crazy. It doesn't mean you have to go and lay on someone's couch. But you need to have resources that individuals who either experience loss, grief, which it may be, but that causes mental health. And then my last platform is all education. I've been an educator for well over 12, probably a little bit longer than that, probably 14 years. And so we have to get back to the basics. Education, training. You know, even with our students, we need to train them on new technology. We're moving and forwardly progressing in everyone's neighborhood, in our country. And now we're being taken over by AI. Where our seniors need to know how to use a computer, how to touch screen on their phone. And so we need to be able to provide education to our seniors, to our youth, but also working with our parks and recreation to make sure that we have those youth programs. I always give a shout out to Bernard Turner. He is actually, him and Tony Jordan are our directors of our parks and rec here. And I applaud them because they created what is called the Workforce Academy, where it gives our youth, young adults, and adults an opportunity to come in and receive technical training. And then now they can go out and be a plumber and make $175 an hour. You know, so we have to be able to provide those resources for education with our youth because youth are not bad. They just need guidance. They need that love and they need that support. And so those are my top six platforms, five platforms for this time. And, you know, I want to get the ground rolling. Again, I believe that utilizing the resources and collaborating, being able to collaborate with nonprofits, we go out here and see the community, we're out there with the community, because how can we lead if you do not serve? And real service is not a season. You don't just serve around the holidays and do a bunch of toy drives. You don't just serve around Thanksgiving and do a bunch of churches. I have to do it, and that's needed. But we need consistent individuals that are consistently served and constantly have a willingness and passion to serve. And that is what I hope for. That is my passion. And I always tell people, get out here and vote. Voting is important.
That's awesome. I tell you, and I'm excited, and being a retired former career tech director who put in four and was partnered with Career Readiness and Workforce. I was partnered with them in the county that I was in. And I always advocated in a small county, so all of our young people had an opportunity to extend some pathway, career pathway, because you just didn't have enough electives. So they were enrolled in one of the career pathways. So they felt that that county prepared to do both. We were more on academic less than 3 weeks ago, and he charged almost $300 just to come out and look at it. So people have to understand you want just a, you know, you're developing a career that can sustain you, or you just want a job. That's what everybody has to understand. That's the difference between having a salary and just having a job. That means you can get some certification behind you when you can get that salary, that high salary, so you can take care of your family. And that's awesome. I've heard a couple things here that I want to just touch back on. Then I have to pay at least one bill a night because I have responsibility. You mentioned Black excellence. And my mind immediately started getting excited because this is something I've talked with many about, Black excellence. We shouldn't just sit around and feel that we have to be given things. We need to excel to the highest level and not use excuses of why we can't be there, because we have a highest number of individuals in college and graduating degrees. We want to get the same in the career readiness field as well, so we can meet that excellence. And the key is back to that old neighborhood, taking care of your family. And a lot of times in communities, as you mentioned, your community, how things, you know, they start putting certain franchises or certain places in your community because they fear that's the only thing we enjoy eating. And sometimes it pulls in a different crowd. And that crowd sometimes can be a plus, it can be a minus. And another thing I just want to say about seasoned elite, and I'm going to use that. Can I use that when I talk about our people? Y'all young people need to know that. And a lot of times I'm saying in their 20s, they don't have no sense of respect for the seasoned people. It's like you know nothing. And you live 60 and 50 and 60, 40 and 50 years, and you don't know anything? Come on now. We just got to get, we have to get back to the old tribal way. Take a whole village to raise a child. And we have to get back. I want to give a shout out to Ministry Shannon, Ministry Hendricks on here. She said, talking real, talk bail. That's what she typed in. Then she put, that's my girl. Looking good, Doc. Thank you. Thank you. we just want to be able to get focused, even with whoever's in that place at this time, in that position right now, and see the change. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. So let me pay some bills because I got some people.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T, Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
I'm going to stop it right there. And hard work. You know, when he was talking about advertising, I want this. I said, well, you worked hard out there. He's doing a lawn service and some other things. And he's retired and did as well. And I said, if you want to advertise on him, let me play. This goes exactly the broadcast, hard work. And we're talking about it now. Instead of feeling the system, I don't want to just talk about toward black excellence. Black excellence, like anything in life, requires hard work. There's nothing to be given to you, and you appreciate it like it needs to be appreciated, unless you work for it. So that's L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. And we'd like to give them a shout out. That's Anthony Stallworth and go to Facebook. And that's Anthony Stallworth. And he'll DM and share some things with him. Or you can just give him a call at 334-300-7401. That's one of the persons that helped pay some bills, right? So we got to make sure we give him a shout out. As we move forward, and one of the things when we were talking about the workforce development and focus on career readiness. And I think that we need to have more programs. And when you said something about two young men, I call them young men, that are working in our park and recreation, setting up things like academies to help our students get prepared. I think that's important, a major important part of your platform. I can hear that because you want everybody to be productive. We're preparing young people to be productive citizens. And I have a series I've been doing for about 8 months on building boys to be impactful men. We've been doing that for, we talk about finance, we talk about just growing up from, I don't care, 3 years old, we're talking about getting, having positive role models in their life. So having those two gentlemen you mentioned is awesome because they're doing some things through that facility and through that opportunity they have with young people because a lot of students, young people like come to the rec center. A lot of them like to come to your gym. If you have something besides rolling out a basketball, you can prepare them with 1 hour a day or 1 hour time you have them say, okay, now I like to play basketball, but we're going to break down and for 30 minutes where you can take your breath, we're going to do something focusing on career readiness. We have to get them ready. Right. That's the key to it, and truly, it's awesome. Now, we're going to move forward because in the city of Southport, we have mentioned some things and some adjustments need to be made. Just you personally, we understand, make a change. You want to make a change. What are your specific goals there for the city of South Fulton you can share with us? We know they're going to be impactful because it's yours. You started out. You planned it. Now you have a purpose. I'm a 3P. I'm a 3P purpose. Prepare, plan, purpose. I believe you can be successful. Can you just share your thoughts on a goal?
promote you going out and smoking the trees for the funny stuff, as my grandmother used to say. But it's about mass incarceration. We need to be able to provide services for those individuals who have been incarcerated, being able to focus on that's a big goal of mine. I work with one more point, Dr. Travis Barber, who has a nonprofit who also mentors young black men. But he's also had a past. He's also been in the criminal justice system. And so since he came out, he took the role and he's young men. And so just collaborating with a lot of these nonprofits, White and Hay, that's another one. My dear friend, this friend, she has a nonprofit which focuses in teaching women on how to be safe. Talking about those issues from, you know, how to self-advocate for yourself, how to stand up and be a woman, how to focus and have value on yourself and just not becoming a statistic. So one of my goals is networking more with our nonprofits because we have the resources that we need right in our backyard. Right in next door, right in our community. We don't have to reach out to go to other cities a lot of times. We need to focus on what we have, the jewels and the treasures that we have within our city. So that is one of my goals. Networking and trying to develop a brick and mortar or a place where people can come in and receive assistance on resumes, receive nonprofit assistance. We need to provide those preventative measures now before they are a victim of crime. Let's teach these young boys and young women now before they're conscious. And I also work with some of our successful conscious community, like Brother Reason, Dr. Umar, and other individuals. And I do handle all their books. I handle all their talents. I travel with them. So it's still about pushing up and uplifting the men. So one thing I plan on doing is utilizing those skills, and let's take the nonprofit experience that I have, and let's see how we can develop other individuals who may have businesses, educate them on business process, how to do business the correct way in the city of South Georgia and other municipalities. So we got to give them some training and classes, making sure that you have a EIN number, but also making sure that you're actually registered as a business with the state of Georgia. You know, so I want to, my second goal is to work with those small businesses, you know, entrepreneurs. Everything that we need in the city of South Georgia and other cities and cities are right here in our city. We don't have to go out to them for HVAC and front. I'm sure they're right here in the city of South Georgia. We want Christmas lights. You got people right here in the city. And so we provide a safe place for our entrepreneurs, small business owners, giving them education so that they're able to go out there and receive some of these contracts, that they understand the business process, that they understand how to do paperwork. So those are two of my biggest things. Pulling on these nonprofit organizations and pulling on these small businesses. Because we want white men, we want nice fine dining, we want everything, and I'm sure it's white businesses. And then having a place, having programs for our season release. Right now, seniors don't want to just play bingo, breathe in. You know, they don't want to just dance and watch movies all day. They are active. Our season release population is not like Big Mama and Grandma. They sit at the house and cooking all day. They do that, but they're out shopping. They want to go out and have their dance routine. They want to jog and have health and wellness. And so those are things we need. Just take this and open it up. My next partnership and developing those partnerships. I'm already collaborating with the Josh Effect. He is a chiropractor, but he's also big on energy. He helps to release your energy, and then he gives you a massage and chiropractic treatment so that you can release. You have to work with those people who can aid with that. I work with Dope Healing. That's a small business owner or registered nurse. And she was a pillar in our community driving series, making sure people had COVID tests. If she chose to do the vaccine, making sure that she could provide door-to-door service for our seniors and people who are unable to afford the high cost to some people of insurance. So health and wellness is a business. So those are my goals, bringing health and wellness, bringing those nonprofits in to provide services and resources that we need, and bringing in, of course, we want to make sure that we have things for people to do, but we also want to focus on extra centers. So it's a lot of goals that I have. It's about this, writing a vision, making a plan, working on the legislation that's creating more policies and legislation. My core legislation that I've already passed, I talked about passing, but I assisted as a special project researcher to decriminalize the county. The crown, giving us as Black men and Black women the opportunity to go and not be discriminated against because of our natural crown, our natural locks, natural hair, afro, but to be excellent in that natural hair. So we passed the Crown Act. We also did the first in Georgia, the Breonna Taylor Law, ending no knock war, to gently see your door and start shooting and possibly have a face down. And, you know, that varies. We talk about safer neighborhoods, but those are things that are needed. And then we also passed, I'm sorry, Ban in the Box. Ban in the Box gives an opportunity to our extra leaders. We banned that box where it says, have you been convicted of a felony, misdemeanor, or anything like that? That's also no application. It allows employers to focus on the experience and the skills of an individual and not the past. Now, some things need to be disclosed, but a lot of them are petty crimes that happened when they were 19 and now they're 50. So they need a second chance opportunity. And so those are things that I'm going to be working on, everything I'm going to continue to work on, but making sure that we develop real policies and real legislation that are beneficial to our entire community are important. And then being the ear, developing a community advisory. I need the residents to know that you have a safe place to come and voice your opinion and your concerns, and that they will be heard. I will be listening. And then I will also push forward and see what the plan.
A lot to kind of comprehend all. But you know what? She's from just feeling the vibes and just knowing she's here, even though we're not physically in presence, but we are digitally. And truly, truly, I can feel that she has a journey, she has a plan, and she's going to work that plan. But God has touched her and said, this is what I need for you to do. The city of South Fulton. It's not only going to stay there, it's going to spread in other places as well. Because once you set that foundation, everybody else wants to know, how can we do it? And I force you that, and sometimes God gives you a ability to do it, but to look forward, and I just feel it. I feel it in the atmosphere. And truly, truly, I'm so thankful for having Candidate Bell on this show, because this year is a lot. She's sharing a lot with you. It's a lot to kind of take in. But the thing about it, she's going to share at the end how you can continue to connect, continue to donate, continue to support her. And that way, if you got more questions, you got more comments, you'll have that opportunity. I feel that she's a lady that's willing to share things whether you're in her district or not. And when I said it, I'm just calling you from the state of Alabama or Florida, just calling you because they're listening, or California. Just want to know. How you doing? How's everything going? You never know who's watching. And that's what's so important to have this network. This is WBHW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're excited to be able to get the word out. It's interactive. We want to give a shout out to Rory Kent Sr. He's a member of Fire.
Was one female who had completed the electrician program. And so they were able to partner with an organization and have some electrical workers to come in and provide that training. So they recently had their first graduation of students now have a certification in electrician. And so that's important. I want to partnership and collaborate with them in office, out of office, even now. Bringing HVAC, we need HVAC, we need plumbing. You know, there are CNA programs, PCT programs, companion programs. There are computer information certification programs that you can get. So there's a lot of what I consider short-term training opportunity with long-term results, long-term increase of meaningful employment, so that they can again have the compensation that is needed. Meaningful employment means you can have a career that's meaningful, increasing the minimum wage of our city employees to $20. And so for a lot of them, that is a lot. That is a blessing for them to get an increase. But we need to keep pushing. We need to keep providing training opportunities for our youth, our adults, young adults, anyone that needs those training opportunities. So one thing I want to really collaborate with Parks and Rec and doing is bringing the workforce together, giving those WIOA funding opportunities. Because we do have some young adults who are really more interested in trade and different pathways, but they also need to further that so that they can move up in their positions. You know, certification is great, but you can also move up that ladder by having that WIOA grant funding and being able to go to some of these technical colleges, such as Atlanta Technical College, mm-hmm. Atlanta Metropolitan. And so those collaborations, I work with Team Coalition. It's a youth team coalition, which is right on the campus of Atlanta Metropolitan campus, and transitions into post-secondary studies and those for vocational training. So that is super important because, again, the deeper job gets the need with the resources and finances, then we can also help alleviate additional crime. An idle mind is the devil's worst place. It's the devil's worst tool, spread, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
But we need to be able to give our youth those opportunities.
That's awesome, awesome. And what we normally do, we do have a call-in line, and we have one on the line. And they have raised their hand. They want to say something. So what we're going to do is give them our opportunity. What I normally do is I call the last four digits of their cell or telephone number and give them an opportunity to chat with our special guest, Kennedy Bell. And we're going to make them live. Okay. No. With the last four digits, 3903, you are now live. Give us your location, then you can share your thoughts with us. Heard you talking. Well, I guess they decided not to say anything. But that's all right. That's all right. The line is open for them. Hand it up. But we're going to put them on mute in case they have something back.
As long as you are registered to vote in Fulton County, through early voting, you can go to any polling location, only during early voting. So if you are out at mama's house, nana's house, and it just so happens to be in downtown Fulton, you are able to go there as long as you are a registered voter in Fulton County. And so I like, you have so much flexibility with early voting. So you have, again, started October the 16th, this is week two, up until November the 3rd to get out. The polls are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Each and every day. So please encourage, take a friend, bring a friend, send a friend. Let's all come out. We'll be coming out in hurdles because with this election, specifically in the city of South Fulton, we have four seats that are up and available. We have districts 1, 3, 5, and 7. And it's important that, you know, we do less complaining and activate your voices, activate your power, and go to the polls and vote for change. You've seen what we have. They've been in office 4 and 6 years, sitting in the same place. If you want real change, you need real leadership. And it's important for you to get out and vote. And then the actual election day is Tuesday, November the 7th, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. sharp. So they will not take you after 7. So it's important that we exercise our vote, but it's important that we don't come up on CP time, that you are there on and in the facility, even if you are in a line. I encourage you to stay in line because your vote matters. People always say, I don't need to vote. You need to vote. A lot of people know individuals who are behind bars or incarcerated. We need them to be tried and have a jury of their here. And if you are not registered to vote, if you are not exercising your right to vote as our ancestors fought and fought and fought for this opportunity and privilege, shame on you. So we need people to go out and vote and exercise your voice, exercise your concerns by pushing one little button. If you're in the city of Southfield, I OSHA DC bail. And I always tell people, ring the bell for change, go out and you exercise and cast your vote, because it is so important that we get new leadership so that we can move this city forward and get out of the diapers and off the cymbals.
Oh, come on now. Ooh, she said about full then. That means we got to take steps and gain and move forward. Now, I noticed the number, and I recognize the number. I might be wrong, but that number looked like Minister Shannon, and she said she wasn't feeling well, but she wanted to hear the show. She was listening on Instagram. Thanks. She rolled over to the radio station. So I do appreciate that. That's why I knew she said she wasn't going to be able to talk. So that she didn't say anything. It wasn't the person, when I made them lie, they didn't want to talk. It's just that she was not able to respond, wasn't feeling well, but she's listening in support, and she was typing in comments. So thank you so much, Ministers Shannon, to St. Louis, and, you know, Hendrix. We'll get it all right at what time. We thank her so much for all she's doing. But I tell you, as we get ready to close out, it's been an awesome show, because it's been a boatload of knowledge. WDXW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're so glad to be able to bring this awesome guest here, and because she's bringing some knowledge, and she's bringing a spirit of excellence. You know, she said black excellence. She's bringing a spirit of excellence. She want to make a difference. So you make sure you get out and vote. Even if you're not in South Florida, get out and vote with her. Because we can't sit at home, because the more we sit at home, the less we need to complain about. Let's go vote regardless of whether we're in that district or what district we're in. We still need to get out and vote. We got a national election coming up. Let's make sure we vote, because we got people we're voting for in November that we need to make sure that we put in the right place. We complain, but we're going to get out and vote. That is not, you know, take our vote, join Lewis. I have a picture of him, and the stamp just came out. So, country, when you go ask for some stamp, a book of stamp, ask for the John Lewis stamp. It's important. As we get ready to close out, I know my sponsor's going to be a little bit mad with me, but I have to play this one because I managed to get us back on the line. This is Mary Ruth Restaurant. I have to do that because they're a big Star supporter, and they like spending money, and I like us to make sure we get that money. And candidate Bell, I'm going to tell you, I'll be doing so many things at one time. I'll be trying to make it happen.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
And meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 to 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on,
bro.
Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
My, my, my. As we close out, Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. If you're traveling down to Fort Walton, Destin, if you're coming from as far as Chicago, Illinois, down 65, you get a chance to pass by to Georgiana, Alabama. You have to go through Georgiana, Alabama. Again, if you're coming from 65 or anywhere from from the west to get to Fort Walton or Destin Beach. You can pass by their place and their Ruth restaurant, one of the finest southern cuisine I said there is. Thank you. I've been there so many times and I'm really enjoying
it. I'm not
sure. Yeah, you get truly.
I could say one of them
plates
right now.
Yeah, and the thing about it, we can get one to you right now, we'll push you through the tree. Yeah. So you
yeah.
But it's been awesome here tonight. Candidate Keel Chabelle have shared some awesome information. Now as we get ready to close out, we have our upcoming affairs. Anything you want to share with them in regards to contact information or any affairs that's going on as we get ready to close out? We've still got a few more minutes, but I always set it up to be longer because, you know, it's an hour. I can go longer, but I want to go to a lot of them. We have to, because God has blessed us to give a lot of information out. We want them to be able to nurture on that information and be able to dissect it, and that way they can come back and do it right to support awesome candidate for District 5 City Council, the city of South Fulton, Georgia. Candidate Bell.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Smith, Dr. Smith. I appreciate this opportunity. Again, thank you to my sister, my friend, Minister Shannon. Marvelous woman of God. And so I pray for healing over her, but I also thank you so much for this opportunity. She was just out with me yesterday, so I hope I didn't call the issue that she's having today, but we pray and thank God for her. But the best way to reach me, because I believe in just a spirit of excellence. You said it first, and that's something really. I can be reached at my website. It is www.keosha.com, and my last name is bsboycell.com. So vote for KeoshaBell.com. My information is on there, my platforms, my service, pictures of people and service that I've done, and everything that you need, everybody's serving locations. I definitely, if you know of anyone in the Atlanta area, they don't have to be in South Fulton, but I definitely need volunteers. Volunteers that you do up for Election Day, the closing out of early voting. We need you to keep us out there with us, building our fire. So we need volunteers. And then as we get to this finish line, any donations and any support can be through my website directly. It'll take you to a secured PayPal website. You don't have to have PayPal, but you can make a donation, and any amount is acceptable and much appreciated by anyone. So I just appreciate you all. And again, it's good to get out and vote. Election Day is November the 7th. Early voting has begun October the 16th, and it ends on November the 3rd. And again, ring the bell for change. Vote Keosha Bell. If you know anyone in the South Fulton area, that third national corridor, a lot of people have heard of world changes. Just www.vote4keoshadell. And I know we got a lot of people on here, D9. I am D9 and part of the Crimson and Cream family. But I love all my D9 family. And so I praise God for each and every one of you. It's about a sisterhood and a brotherhood. So again, thank you so much, Dr.
You are so welcome. My sister will be excited, the one that lives up in the Tonker. She's also proud and
helpful.
Yes. Lord Incorporated is very proud. So she's one of the co-hosts on the show, too. She's just listening instead of being a part of it in regards to speaking tonight. So we'd like to give as much time to our guest as you are. You're awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We're too excited to say nothing but thank you. And I like to tell people, I like to put my hands, because I know God has blessed us to be, and humble myself enough to say thank you so much, my sister. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. And we want you to join us tomorrow night. We have an awesome show planned tomorrow night as well called Straight Talk, No Chaser. We'll start at 5:30 tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're just going to focus on just direct conversation about life. We're going to be straight talk, and we're really excited about having a chance to become a station that can be said we're number one. And the title for tomorrow's show is Life is All About Relationships. I like to get that thinking. Life is all about relationships. We can't just live by ourselves. We need to be in family relationships, relationship, romantic relationship, and a personal relationship. And somebody said, that's a new one. I said, not a new one, because we always have a personal relationship. If we're just having a problem with ourselves, how are we going to be with someone else? At 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Straight Talk, No Chaser. I'll be coming, and we're going to make it do what it do tomorrow. We got an hour and a half show tomorrow, and we're going to make it rock. We're going to talk about some things some people don't want to talk about, because that's what it's all about. So we're going to focus on relationships, and we're going to focus about how important it is to life. So we look forward to having everybody here tomorrow. This lady will be called. They are co-sponsors of this show and all the shows that we have. So I have to play them, and these are Zeta Phi Sigma, Chapter 5, Beta Sigma, Fraternity. I have to play them because they put money into to make sure this happens, and their name is to be shouted out all the time. So we want to make sure.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do. Thank you.